Nora Watkins, KMA-Land Senior Spotlight, Rockport Standout, Runner, and other things as well, joining us today. Nora, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate you taking the time to chat. As we talk today, you're just one day removed from 275 Conference Championship meet, from finishing as a runner-up. I guess tell me a little bit about that race and how it went.
I felt really good about it. It was a really flat course, and I feel like I really pushed myself, and I'm happy about the time.
How about the other meets this year, your senior year there of running cross country? You've been doing it for a while now and having success. What has your senior year been like? I mean, how would you assess how you've been running and how things have been going?
I feel like I've been doing pretty good this senior year. I like how I've been getting faster and faster each race, and I've been training really hard this year.
Great. Tell me a little bit about the training there and how you said you've been training really hard. How much extra have you done? Did you do it leading up to it during the summer, or what's the kind of the story on that?
I've been increasing my mileage a lot, and I've been doing a lot of hill work, and I think that's helped me a lot with my endurance.
Great. I guess as you get closer and closer to some bigger meets, tell me a little bit about some goals you have for yourself.
Well, a goal I have is to get under 20 minutes, and I just have a few seconds to shave off, and so I'm working really hard for that.
How does running against, Maya Ray, a girl that you've run against for many years now, how does that help you out?
It gives me somebody to chase. I try to stay as close to her as I possibly can, and yeah.
Stepping back a little bit, Nora, when did you get into cross country? When did you get into distance running? How did you get into it?
I got into distance running when I was in junior high, but my sisters were actually both runners, and my mom actually ran a marathon, and so that kind of got me interested in distance running.
Yeah, awesome. What are your sisters' names?
Josie and Aubrey.
Yeah, so you followed them after, they had good distance running careers as well. So, I mean, tell me a little bit about, looking up to them and following in their footsteps and what that means to you to, just continue on the family tradition, I guess.
My oldest sister actually, got hurt and she couldn't run anymore. I felt pretty bad for her about that, but my other sister was a really good runner, and I was always pretty competitive with her, and yeah.
In some ways, are you still kind of chasing your Aubrey, I guess?
I'm trying to be faster than some of her times, and yeah.
Nora Watkins again from Rockport, KMA-Land Senior Spotlight. Other than cross country, what else are you involved in there at Rockport?
I'm also involved in track and wrestling.
Yeah. Anything else like clubs outside of sports or anything like that?
Not really. I did used to be a softball player, but I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah. So you mentioned the wrestling. Tell me a little bit, how did you get into the wrestling side of things there? Obviously, it's kind of a newer sport for, the states around us. They're in Missouri. When did you get into wrestling? How did you get into it?
Well, I actually started my freshman year, and one of the boys who is already on the wrestling team and was really experienced convinced me to do wrestling, and I'm really glad that he did because I think that I've learned a lot and grown a lot because of wrestling.
Yeah. What are the things that you have learned about, yourself when it comes to being out on the mat?
It's definitely a lot of hard work, and I've learned how to be tough and push myself. It's a lot to learn. Yeah.
Well, looking forward here to wrestling, to track, I know it's maybe you're just focused on cross country, but do you have any goals that come to mind right now when you talk about, your senior year of wrestling and track? Is there anything that you're looking forward to accomplishing this year?
I'm really hoping to place this year for wrestling, and I'm hoping to get in the top three for cross country, and for track, I'm hoping that like us as a team will win again.
Yeah, no, I mean, you guys put together a great year the last couple of years. And what's it been like to be a part of that track team where you guys have been such a dominant force there in class one?
It's been really special. I think there are a lot of talented runners, and I'm glad because it feels like we each play an important role for scoring some points. And yeah, it's just been really exciting, and I feel like I've been making a lot of good memories with track.
At the same time, like volleyball, football, basketball, other sports have had a lot of success there at Rockport. What's it like walking the halls right now? Everybody seems to be doing something and standing out, from a state, even from like a state level perspective. I mean, it's just been a lot of success in a lot of different sports this year.
Well, it's been very good. I think that everyone at Rockport has been very competitive and hardworking. And it's just been really cool to see the growth of Rockport sports.
Yeah, it's definitely been cool for me too to follow all of that and cover all of that. Nora, for you, it is October. I mean, there's still plenty of time left in your senior year, but do you have any ideas what your future kind of looks like and what you're looking to do next year?
I'm looking to go to a college and become a physical therapist, and I'm hoping to run in college as well.
Do you have any schools that you're looking at right now?
I've been looking at a few, but I'm not quite sure yet which one I'm fully interested in.
Right, well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. Nora Watkins, KMA Land Senior Spotlight from Rockport. Nora, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it. We wish you the best the rest of your senior year, all right?
Yes, thank you.